Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District held COVID-19 vaccination clinics across the peninsula Friday in hopes of vaccinating the newest tier of Alaskans eligible, which includes many education workers, regardless of age. Peggy Erkenef, Director of Communications, Community and Government Relations for the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, said the vaccination clinics were for staff on Friday, February 26th.
We had vaccine clinics in Soldotna and in Homer and in Seward, and we had over 320 vaccinations with KPBSD staff receiving their first vaccination on Friday. We don't have a total count to date because the school district isn't requiring it. We're just making opportunities. We do know that a lot of our 65 and older staff received the vaccine during the first tier of vaccines, as well as a couple different times. Maybe somebody had some extra vaccines, so they got called at last minute. So what we did as a district is in December, Nurse Iris did a survey of all staff, and if somebody knew they wanted the vaccine, they let her know. And so she's had a list that she's been able to work with, that wherever any extra vaccines are available, if somebody calls her, meaning somebody who's providing vaccines, and says, hey, we've got 3 extra slots, do you have anybody in this area? We've been able to fill in school staff in those positions, and like our school nurses and some of our staff who work extra close with students. These all happened in the late afternoon on Friday so that staff could come after hours.
Erkenef says the vaccine that the district staff received is the Pfizer vaccine, and 3 weeks from February 26th, the district staff will receive their second dose, and 2 weeks following Friday, March 19th, staff that received both vaccine shots will be considered completely vaccinated. Anchorage grand jury indicts a former Homeland Security officer on multiple counts of sexual assault involving 3 female victims between 2012 and 2018, according to the State Department of Law. Bert Christopher Heitzeman was charged with 5 counts of second-degree sexual assault and 2 counts of second-degree attempted sexual assault. In one of the indictments, Heitzeman is accused of telling the victim, and I quote, "If you come after me, I'll come after you," unquote, as he assaulted her. He was arrested Thursday and is being held on $11,000 cash-only bond with round-the-clock third-party custodian required. 5 of the 7 charges were related to incidents that occurred during his employment as a Department of Homeland Security Federal Protective Service law enforcement specialist. A woman who worked for security at the Anchorage Museum filed a federal lawsuit against Heitzeman and Homeland Security last year. The woman asserts that Heitzeman sexually assaulted her on multiple occasions when he was on duty as a Homeland Security officer in 2017, according to the complaint. And the complaint says that the woman reports that after Heitzeman sexually assaulted her, he threatened her and said no one would believe her if she reported him because of his position at Homeland Security. The woman's complaint said that additional evidence will show that Heitzeman acted in a sexually inappropriate manner towards members of the public. She seeks over $1 million in damages. If convicted, Heitzeman faces 99 years in prison. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.